Today's episode is part two of Herbert Hoover's Eastern Sierra Adventure, and I'd like to thank Chris Spiller of the Bodie Foundation for its content. In 1905, 23 years before he was elected president, Herbert Hoover and his wife visited the Eastern Sierra to see Herbert's brother, Theodore, who was manager of the Great Standard Mine at Bodie. Wanting to see the wonders of Yosemite, the Hoovers attempted a trip on horseback over the primitive mining trail over Tioga Pass. On the second day of their trip, the horse carrying most of the lady's provisions tumbled over a 200-foot cliff. Miraculously, perhaps because she landed in a willow thicket, the mare was not badly hurt except for minor cuts. Theodore recalled in his memoirs, "When the dust and a shower of ladies' lingerie, tin meat, biscuits, knives, forks and plates, and toilet articles had settled down, we climbed down the rocks and took up a collection. It took 2 hours to collect and repack. They continued upward, but the afternoon sun had softened the snow, causing the horses to sink repeatedly in the icy mush. After several hours, all were exhausted from exertions at almost 10,000 feet in elevation under an unrelenting sun. Theodore had brought sun protectors he had bought in Bodie to help with the glare. Theodore writes, "They were made of some gelatinous substance which melted down in the profuse perspiration of our snow-fighting activities, and, as they were a blue color, gave our continents a ghastly hue, in addition to the great discomfort of the layer of melted gelatin." At dusk, Herbert's wife found a narrow path of an old avalanche which had hardened. They managed to climb the incline and finally floundered down into an area that contained the old buildings of Bennettville. They scrubbed out one of the buildings to make it clean enough to spend the night. In the morning, Theodore and Herbert went up to the summit on the hardened snow to look at conditions ahead. Seeing miles of more snow in front of them, the party decided against continuing the trip and went back down the steep grade of Tioga Pass and returned to Bodie. Theodore returned to his position of the Standard Mine in Bodie, where he and his wife lived until 1906. Herbert continued working as a mining engineer until starting his political career in 1914. So ended the famous attempt of the Hoover family to break into the back door of Yosemite, concluded Theodore in a memorandum written several years later. And so ends another true tale here along El Camino Sierra.